Welcome to Gin and a Mug podcast, where myself, Sally Rose, and my good friend Amanda Jane catch up each week for a debrief. There will be some tough subject and some swearing, you've been warned, but there'll also be a lot of laughs, oh, and a lot of gin. We hope you enjoy.
Oh, there we go. Now we've got it working. Hey, Amanda.
Hi, Sally.
You know, I always swore, Sally, that I would never do a podcast, and yet here I am.
Amanda's lost it.
I have. You know, weeping woman, give her a ticket. Kick her in the guts.
Let's go. And can't I just sit in my car and cry?
It's a bit of a niche. bit of a bespoke boutique area.
It may just see for us. I swear I have PTSD, and I'm not joking, from dealing with the NDIS.
The politically correct, comfortable phrase.
I believe, Sally, it's called a life-limiting condition. Mm. Hoping for sponsorship?
Yeah, just any local gin. If you want us to get drunk on your gin, we will.
We're laughing, but that's what we do when we feel like shit. So
cheers, Sally.
Cheers.
Right, it's actually recording. Hey, Amanda.
I am so fired up today, Sally.
Are you?
So fired up. Yep, you're recording, I hope. So
I am recording. We did have a little mishap, everyone, with another episode, but it's gone. That's the past. We're here.
We're here now. I am fired up. I am full of piss and vinegar. I am ready to whinge. I am ready to rant. I am ready to just I've had it.
Tell us, Amanda.
Hi, Sal.
Have you had it with?
Oh, I've had it with everything. I've got middle-aged lady syndrome, but it's not. It's actually a bit more than that. So
I don't think it is middle-aged lady syndrome. I think, I suppose there does get a point where you don't take crap anymore.
Well, that's true. Yeah, menopause cures you of giving a shit about other people's opinions because your estrogen levels drop. The estrogen's what makes you, you know, happy and like, ha, 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 ha. And then, you know, that disappears and suddenly you're just like, hey.
Oh, so I have a different theory. So you've gone the science-based.
Yeah.
So my science theory is we're all born with a certain number of fucks to give.
Ah, right, and the fucks are gone.
And so I was vegan. Cool. I used to go to every rally. I wanted to save the world, and I used them up way too early. So
yeah,
now
peaked.
I have no more fucks to give.
Yeah, look, I would actually concur with that. I've gone to the extent today of hiring a skip bin, and I'm actually going to put in recyclables in there.
Whoa! Get out of town. That is not my Amanda.
I know. I will not be putting it all up on the Good Karma Network for some hippie to come and collect. No, it's going in the skip bin.
Fuck. Okay, this is serious. Do I need to drive up the mountain and call an intervention?
Not quite, but you might need to climb into a skip bin and help me.
Yeah, of course I'll do that.
Thank you. Thank you for being my skip bin diver.
That's all right. What's going on?
So as everyone's aware, because I know how much everyone listens and pays attention, I went through a great deal of trauma to get my sweet cherub into some respite accommodation. There was a great deal of emotional grief, and we've all been through like talking to Dr. Jen and all of that sort of stuff and getting over it.
Huge decision for you. Huge.
Huge. So there was a number of different places I went to look at. So here's my first rant before I get into the big one. My first rant is that if you're a disability service provider and you're providing respite accommodation to people with disabilities, what's one of the key criteria that you would think would be fairly crucial, Sally? What do you reckon?
Well, access would be good.
Okay. So
what?
No, so
what?
Basically what happens these days is a lot of the new agencies that have sprung up, the mini pigs at the trough, I'm so full of it.
Episode
today.
Name.
Mini pigs at the trough, yes, that's perfect. And I always love a Paul Keating reference. So basically every one of them had steps and they all rent. No one actually owns bricks and mortar anymore. People rent the house to provide respite.
Oh, so they're just like private rentals?
Yeah, so, you know, and I can kind
steps.
Of understand, yeah, not many, but steps. So if you...
So that cuts out a big part of the people who need it.
Yeah. And the second part is shower. Do you think there'd be a flat shower? No. They're all like, you know, just it's just so wrong.
Showers are like bath sort of situations.
Not quite that bad, but still showers with hobs and small showers. So it means that if you've got someone like Madeline who gets a bit swatty until she knows you, it's unsafe for the worker and she can't get in the shower safely. She can't. You know, there's no rails, there's nothing. So, you know, it would be all well and good if she went for a night, she'd have a shower at home. But if she has a continence episode where, you know, she has a big blowout and she needs a shower, they can't shower her. So what do? They can't do it. So that ruled out a couple of places. The people themselves, lovely. No problems with the actual people. Okay. They're all
that's really good folk. But that's fucking useless if she absolutely can't access the building.
So I've then finally found the dream place, which was perfect, which is a semi-rural setting, you know, had chickens near the beach, just delightful.
Near the beach, but not close though. I suppose not, when Tassie, everything's close, really.
Yeah, well, look, I apparently live semi-rural and I'm 12 minutes from the CBD, so there you go.
Yeah.
Tasmania, hashtag. So basically it took quite a long time, many, many weeks, and, like, I filled out, so the coordinator of support, filled out a shit ton of paperwork, and I got a shit ton of reports done and a shit ton of documentation, and I filled out myself 22 pages of information, which is bloody depressing because you have to talk about how crappy kid is, which
I hate those forms.
Yeah.
And you have to go worst day because you know, they need to know what to handle. So 22 pages and you had to get an OT report.
All that. So, you know, the bonus there was, though, that I had Sea Shepherd gin. And the Sea Shepherd gin has chamomile in it. So really it was like having a relaxing chamomile tea, except alcoholic. So
that's nice.
Yeah, shout out to Sue and Helen in Victoria going into another, oh, my God, lockdown. And the Sea Shepherd gin, which is saving the whales and helping keep mummies like myself functioning.
Beautiful gin with chamomile. It seems like something that should have been thought of a very long time ago.
And can I just say that there was no boozy, like, aftertaste to it at all. It's just seriously really smooth, really lovely, like a cold chamomile tea with a buzz. Oh. It was awesome. So I digress. So after stringing along our costs, no, they're not going to take her.
Oh, what?
So it was the only place.
Can I just ask this process? So for people who don't know, there's a cat behind you, a blurry cat.
That is my ninja. He's a ninja. Let me open the cupboard for him so I can jump up into my luggage. There you go, mate. Have fun. Go on.
That's good. So for people who don't know the process, so I'm guessing you went, look at that. I'm just watching the cat jump. It's like cat videos. Right. For people who don't know the process, what is the process? So you went down and viewed it to start with, or do they have to accept you to, say, find out a bit about you, then you get to go look at it? Like, what?
Oh, there was a whole process of going to look at it, so driving a little bit out of town to go and see this place. All of them, they're all out of town. There's nothing in the CBD ever, which is fine. That doesn't matter. And so, let's see, I'm just showing Sally the cat up in the cupboard. So he likes it there. I'm not going to yuck his yum. Anyway, so I
alternate episode name.
So there's a whole process of filling out paperwork. I always screen people because of the early trauma with the agency that left my child bruised. I always screen their policies about complaints and how they do all that. So there's a lot of reading and research about that. You then talk to people on the phone. You then organise appointments, which involves often several people coordinating it and then going and looking at the facilities, meeting the people who organise it and going from there. Now, that doesn't sound like that much, but when you multiply that by three plus the therapy appointments, Maddie got a Pfizer shot last week, doctor's appointments with the royal, all of those things.
It already sounds like a lot. It's a lot of effort. Like
it's a lot of effort.
Now, so did they get to meet Maddie?
No, she was at school, and I think that's my mistake. I need to actually start taking Madeline with me to these, even though she's like it's going to be yet another load. I like to screen them first because if they're grossly unsuitable, I'm not going to put her through that.
Yeah, you know? Exactly.
So I went to this place. It was pretty good. There was a couple of things that were a bit outdated, but nothing that was insurmountable. But the main thing was that they had a high-low bed and they had a disability access bathroom. And I was like,
beautiful.
Yay, beautiful, fantastic. We can work on this. And there was nothing to indicate through this whole process that took a very long time that they would say anything other than yes.
Okay.
And so eventually they came back and said no.
Wow.
And I'm still a little bit of a loss as to why, because it's not like she – so Madeline needs one-to-one.
Yeah.
And the whole concept is – so the options of respite, you can – it's for Madeline, she needs one-to-one. A lot of people will do respite. They'll do emergency respite, but that's one-to-one in a hotel room with complete strangers.
Yeah, and that's not an option like that. Yeah. I know you're at the point where, I mean, you've been at the point where you've needed this for a long time. Like you have been mulling this over.
Oh, I'm there and I'm past it. I'm ready because, like, so, yes, I'm grateful Madeline had the Pfizer vaccine, but because of the way BPAM works on brain chemistry, everything affects her. Mm. So she has something and it will completely throw off a key element in her life, and it's usually sleep. So she has been waking at 2 o'clock every morning since Friday, and today's Monday. So I have been operating on about 3 hours of sleep a night for the last 3 nights. I can't sustain this.
No, because you go through periods of this like every couple of weeks, and it's
this is with monotonous
everything else. So you're at that grieving point.
Yeah,
you need this help, and there's nothing there.
No. So now, like, there is some light at the end of the tunnel, thank fuck, because I just think I just would have broken down. There's a couple of other agencies that are looking possible, but it's just, oh, my God, and there's so many pigs at the trough because what do you, you know, a night of respite during the week, one-to-one, so 24 hours is costed close to $2,000.
Yep.
A Saturday night's about $2,500 and a Sunday night's nearly $3,000. Public holidays, $3,500 for 24 hours of care.
Wow.
That's what they get. It's not like it's your people are being ripped off. And, I mean, you've got like – so I'm just sick of it. I'm just sick of it. So I'm falling apart, and I know there's hope at the end of the tunnel, but I needed urgent respite 4 months ago.
Yeah. And you're not going to put your kid with a stranger in a frigging hotel room.
I want people to think about it. I want you to think as a parent, if you had your child who is a three-year-old, because essentially emotionally and developmentally Madeline is a three-year-old.
And non-verbal.
And non-verbal, but in the body of a woman. Mm. She's 12, but she's fully developed, right? So I'm going to put my three-year-old into a stranger's care who she's never met for 24 hours in a hotel.
So you can relax.
So I can chill. No. Just no. But, you know, it's the last 4 months, and this might sound like vanity, but it's not. I have actually lost so much hair through stress that I now have bald patches.
Wow, mate.
Now, that's not me being vain, or it's a little bit being vain. It's that I had hair that's so thick, like my daughter's, that it used to have to get thinned, and it took, like, you couldn't get my hair in a ponytail with a standard rubber band. I now have so much hair loss that I have bald patches through stress. This is what it's done. I haven't slept properly in years. And I actually, when I took Madeline in for her Pfizer vaccine, the woman, she asked me who I was, she was on the cusp. I could see her lips forming a G. She thought I was Madeline's grandmother. No. I said, no, I'm her mum.
No.
She didn't say it, but it was there, because this is how aging this has been. And I was so fucking desperate, Sal. Mm. I was so fucking – do you want to know how desperate I am for respite?
Oh, tell me.
I nearly asked her bio dad again.
Okay, I'm in the car. I'm coming up the mountain.
I thought it was bad. It was a 1 second moment because it's like, oh, no. But it was 1 second of thinking, maybe if I ask again, but no.
Yeah.
So no, that's where we're at.
Not worth it. Like when you're talking about pigs at the trough, there is so much money grabbing when it comes. So anyone who says that it's the participants who rip off the system, they can all get fucked because
the
amount of money. So let's just look at, so you're saying a private rental. So three people in there, let's say, or four people, and it's what, a $600
Yep, let's say $600 a week.
So one of those people, a weekend overnight STA, short-term accommodation, is almost $3,000
Yeah, so you say, so if you have that booked out for a weekend, so say they just do weekends, not even weekdays, and you have three participants for two nights, you're looking at about 12,000, $14,000 for a weekend. You take half of that off for your costs, and whoever's setting it up is making $6,000 clear after expenses.
Easy peasy.
And so this is
choose a better place with an accessible freaking bathroom.
Yeah. See, I do not for 1 second think I begrudge. I know how much work my daughter is. I know how much work she is because I'm living it.
Mm. You've muted yourself. You don't. There we go. It says I'm muted now.
Ah, good. Sorry, I got muted because I had a phone call come from the cause. Hi, cause. So
hey, basically,
and now I've lost my flow.
Oh,
my
rant. But we're saying you don't mind, you know, paying.
I don't begrudge people. Money. And there's independent support workers who've supported Madeline so superbly over the years in her home, which is the only reason that seriously, and I'm not taking the piss here, is the only reason I have not ended up in hospital.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. It's the only reason. So I'm happy for them to take her away one-on-one because she knows them, loves them, I trust them implicitly, and it's worth every penny.
Yep.
So good respite is worth every penny, and I appreciate that people need to make a living. But when you've got, when we talk about pigs at the trough, let's talk about school holiday programs.
Oh, my God. So, hang on,
before we get on to you feeling about it, because I know how pissed off you are about this one, there's a fantastic agency locally that's offering a free, F-R-E-E, holiday program for siblings and for kids to participate on a day level in activities, try stuff out, disability support.
Oh, is it the one at the Moona Stadium?
Live.
Yeah, they're doing that. But there's a few. There's also come and try a footy one as well.
Yep.
Which is
so basically
awesome.
You could send your participant, your beautiful cherub, along with a support worker, pay your support worker, pay for some food and stuff and support so that they can participate and enjoy. And that'll cost out of the participant's budget $300-$400 for costs.
And tops. Siblings are welcome as well, which is lovely.
For free. Yep. So great. Now, let's talk about what arrived in our inboxes.
So a local agency who does OT and speech and stuff who we've both used, again, therapist lovely, business model not lovely. You know, I had problems with them because they wanted to be paid up front. They wanted to take the money from my bank account.
Oh, I got the same one too. And I was like, no, no.
I didn't have the money. That's why NDIS. But they are running a school holiday camp, which they called it a camp, and you have a look, and it's 3 days, $4,000. So I'm going, okay, so two nights and, you know, fully supported.
That's right. Yeah,
I could see that as, you know, a three-day option because our kids don't get to do things like that. Oh, and another free one, there's a camp in Launceston that runs every Christmas. For 2 days, no matter how disabled your child is or what disabilities, they can support them. Guess how much that one is?
How much?
Free. So anyway, I just had to throw that in because I just got that email the other day. They invited me back again, but not that I've done it, but still, it's there. So this one, when I started reading more, it's actually 3 days.
How many hours a day?
So from 9 till 4, wasn't it?
Or 3.
9 till 3. Yeah, that's right.
So 6 hours.
Six hours a day. I'm thinking, that's a lot. So it's run by Therapy Things. They're going to work on therapy. But it's run, a lot of it, the programs are done by therapy assistants, so not therapists.
So not at the full charge, the super duper $220 an hour rate, but that's not what it costs to do it. Yeah.
And side note, so my new person I do hydro with, if the therapy assistant rather than the physio takes Will, they charge me less without me saying anything. What? That's unheard of. Because the other agency we used to use didn't do that. They charge the full rate for not a physio. But anyway, I digress. This place, when I read more into it, if your child needs help with anything such as toileting, you have to send a support worker with them.
So for our kids, so on top of the $4,000 for the camp, there's then close to $1,000 for it would be $1,000 for a support worker. So $5,000 for 18 hours of the NDIA funds for a camp that isn't a camp and isn't a therapist.
Yeah.
The therapeutic environment. But
so I emailed them and asked, can I get a rundown of what sort of things you'll be doing during the day? And I got back an email that someone had obviously just banged out because it didn't even have capital letters in a lot of spots or punctuation. So for $4,000, I want a fancy thing with a schedule of what's going to be happening each day and, you know, what's my kid going to be doing? So they're going to be working on life skills, taking turns, trying new foods. So basically they're going to do some group activities, maybe bake some cookies, I reckon. Play a couple of games. I don't know. Oh, and it's not accessible. It's in we don't want to give away. Well, I don't really care if I give away who it is because this is their program. They can justify it if they want to. An old girl guide camp, which when I went to at school like 30 years ago was a shithole.
and do you know, look, while we're on a rant, let me have another rant because it's like, let's talk about the rehab services in Tasmania in general. So we have, and this is a shout out to the people who put in a lot of effort and time and to get the Tasmanian government to fund a rehab service in Tasmania for pediatrics. So every other state in the country has a pediatric rehab centre because not all kids are on the NDIA.
Yeah.
Okay. Not all kids are on the NDIA. Not all people can afford $220 an hour for a therapist. I couldn't unless we had NDIA. But there are people who are not on the NDIA, and there are also facilities and services that are provided through a rehab service for kids that are on the NDIA but are specialised, where people fly in from interstate to provide the specialised services. But there's no dedicated rehab service for children in Tasmania. Wow. So there was a really the local agency, St Giles, who I'm honest, I'll be transparent, I have a love-hate relationship with, but they're, again, really fantastic people who put a lot of time and effort into an application to the Tas government to fund a Tasmanian rehab service for children.
Yep.
It's been declined. There's nothing in the budget for it. Apparently we're going to continue with a model of like haphazard services and spending millions to send children, in COVID, so you can't go, but spending millions to send children interstate to see specialists as opposed to having a dedicated rehab service for kids in the state where, you know, say could spend $6,000 to survive, I'm just pulling this out of my ass, but $6,000 say to get a pediatric specialist for the day who sees then 20 kids.
Yeah.
Or we can spend $140,000, $150,000 a month to send kids
families over
interstate. but there's not a dedicated rehab service. So there's one for adults. We have one, a government one, but we don't have one for kids. And so therefore I come back to you need, like, we don't have, so a, like there's not a, within that service you don't have a dedicated community nurse or dedicated, there's, it's all very fragmented and it needs to be centralised. And every other state has one, and every other, but in Tasmania we just seem to not do it. We just seem not to get it. So, you know, Cassie O'Connor, if you're listening,
please help.
Please help.
All right. We need to finish off pigs on in a pigs in a trough. Yeah, they can be in it and they, still
they're
eating.
In it. Yeah, absolutely. They, in fact, they'd relish that.
It is about price gouging, really. And so that's what that camp says to me. It's price gouging when it comes to the NDIS. So many people don't do it. Many people, and as we've said, if your therapist works their butt off and is amazing, I'm happy to pay that huge
amount.
And they are worth every bit. So Will Speechy just came back from maternity leave, and I'm so happy because straight away I see gains, I see progress, I see whatever. But if that, you know, previous therapist turns up to do a speech session, which you're paying $220 for, and we're using Will's talker and not a single word is in that talker, and then they start, oh, which words will we do now? And there's no structure or thought behind that session. That is not worth $220. That is a waste of our time and a waste of the government's money.
We've been very fortunate. Like, Maddie's been very fortunate. Like, she's got a great OT. We've had a succession of physios, but they've all been very good. And so it's been, I've never begrudged spending the money there ever. But I do, I to pigs at the trough, like, please, people. I know everyone needs to learn living. I know a lot of agencies, the kids are tough. I know it's not easy work. I'm living it. I live it. But I want, I need a break. I need a break, because if I fall apart, there is no one to take care of either of my children. And I want Madeline's quality of life while she is alive to be superb. Yeah. I want it to be brilliant. I want her to have a really rich and happy life. And
I want you to be happy and healthy to be able to enjoy that with her.
Yeah, well, that's the point. That's exactly it. And at the moment, all my kids are getting a substandard mother who's just so fucking exhausted that she's losing her hair and, you know, and just over it. And where what's happening, and this is the pigs at the trough, is that people are cherry picking which participants they choose.
Yeah.
So whilst there's access and choice for the participant, there's also choice for the agencies. And yes, I understand that. But if those agencies are not supporting the people who need it the most and they're choosing the people who also need it, no less valid, but perhaps the need isn't quite as intense for that participant, maybe from the provider's end, if it's not quite as much work, maybe the person's mostly continent or, you know, whatever it is, right?
Yep.
If it makes it's easy for them, they're the people they're going to pick.
Yeah. I you can see that. You can see that people will take the easy option. They always do.
Yeah.
Or easier option, I should say. Yeah. And, but it's really frustrating when you're at the point of reaching out for help and then it's not there. And that's the bit that breaks my heart.
And it's like a tease. Like, here it is. Oh, nope, not anymore.
Yeah. It's shit.
So, people, I just want to say today, I really, 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 really seriously recommend the Shepherd's, the Sea Shepherd gin. Oh, my God. Chamomile tea. Just tell people you're having a chamomile toddy and it's just the business. So chill. Just lovely.
All right. Well, you go have one of those now.
I will.
And I'm going to finish my miso soup because I'm not drinking today. And
so wholesome.
Oh, yeah. That's me. I'm wholesome. And
I'm looking forward to, I want to let give people a little teaser.
Oh.
We've got our series of interviews with Auntie Josie coming up, and they are pretty amazing. Get your tissues.
And it's fascinating and devastating that not much has changed. We're still fighting similar battles 40 years later.
But let's just say it's quite there's lots of stuff I didn't know as well. Oh. And so I'm just really looking forward to everyone hearing it. And apologies ahead, everyone. I do interrupt her a little bit more than I should. Apologies.
No, you don't. I've re-listened. You don't. You always worry about that. You didn't.
I do. Okay. I'm trusting
it's Zoom.
You.
Zoom does this. Yeah, we're on Zoom today too because, you know, we don't even get to catch up at the moment because, you know, life.
Life. Anyway, look, it's been great talking with you as always. Oh, thank you for letting me just rant at you.
Oh, God, I'm as angry for you as you are. I don't know. I don't even know. It's just fucked. There we go. That's where I'm at. And we are lucky we have an amazing cause to help fight these battles with us so we don't
bloody
feel
oath.
Quite so alone in
it. I couldn't have done all of this. Oh, seriously, all of the stuff that's happening, I could not have done this. So I could not have done this without that background support. Absolutely could not have done. So Thank you, Rachel.
All right. Love you, mate. I'm going to go.
Love you too. Take care. Bye. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Gin and a Mug. Jump onto our Facebook group and let us know what you thought. There's also the Patreon. Feel free to chuck a few bucks in there if you want to support our gin habit or if you want us to pay an editor to make this sound less shit. But most importantly, if this episode has brought up any issues for you, we've put the link in the show notes to Beyond Blue, Lifeline and Carers Australia. Make sure you keep talking. Big love to you all.